When the jury left for the evening yesterday, there was a big question left on the table. Is it still money laundering when the money at issue is not originally obtained illegally? In other words, can the legally collected corporate donations that DeLay is accused of funneling to Texas candidates be laundered if it wasn't dirty in the first place? The prosecution argues instead of going from dirty to clean, the money went from clean to dirty. Derek Cressman is with the U.S. Public Interest Research Group, a consumer watchdog group. He says it all comes down to intent.
It comes down to what the intent of the donors was and what the intent of Tom DeLay was. And if he and they were intending for this money to wind up being transferred in a way such that it was spent on Texas politics, that is illegal, and that is money laundering.
Defense lawyers have argued that DeLay played no role in the plan to send $190,000 in corporate donations to the Republican National Committee, and in exchange have the RNC send the same amount to Texas legislative candidates. State law bars candidates from taking corporate money directly or indirectly. Prosecutors pressed Judge Pat Priest to give jurors some guidance on the question over money laundering, but he ultimately told jurors he could not clarify the matter without appearing to influence their thinking. The jury also requested to see a stack of evidence that was presented during trial again, indicating conflicting recollection of evidence among the jurors. For his part, DeLay appeared relaxed as the deliberations continued, with no indication they would conclude soon.
My good lawyer, Dick DeGuerin, said don't worry about any of that, because there's no way you can know what's going on behind that door. You can do all kinds of speculation and hope and back and forth, and so I don't pay much attention to it.
If a verdict isn't reached today, jurors will return again tomorrow for another day of deliberations before the Thanksgiving holiday. Reporting from the Travis County Criminal Justice Center, I'm Matt Largie, KUT News.